This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1597. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 29th, Afghanistan, Belgium, Bhutan, Botswana, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Greece, Japan, Kuwait, Mali, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Rwanda, Sikkim, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, UAE, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Yet more observations on trying to hear Radio Afghanistan on 7200, which is on the air from before 1530 until 1630 UT, but there are other stations on the frequency. Manu Ritola in Finland observes that Sudan is on 7200, heard as early as 14 UT and continuing past 15. A bigger problem, perhaps, is the radio war between Eritrea and Ethiopia. If Eritrea is on 7200 with Voice of the Broad Masses as it hops around the 7 MHz band, Ethiopia may be there too to jam it, including their own one-hour English broadcast starting at 1600. This all varies from one day to the next. It may be 5 kHz above or below, or who knows where exactly on the 40-41 meter band. As also observed by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Ola Alm in Sweden reported as of December 25th, he heard Afghanistan signing on around 1530 on 7200 with a South Asian vocal, some Afghan music, and an opening ID in English announcing the 49-meter band where they used to be, followed by news in English. For him, on that occasion, no trace of other signals underneath. In Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves was also listening on December 25th, and he was hearing Ethiopia's external service in English from 1640 until it signed off at 1659. On 7200, you can tell what that is by paralleling it to the always off frequency 9558.7 variable. Should you hear an azan or call to prayer in Arabic on 7200, Tariq Zaidan in Egypt says, the only station that would do that is Omdurman, Sudan. As always, much more detail about this in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, number 11-52, via worldofradio.com. And that also goes for Bhutan. The other big DX story, the two reactivated frequencies from BBS, 5030 and 6035. Most reports of that are around 13 to 14 UT, at least as heard in North America. But Jim Young in California, reporting to the NASA group, has also been trying to hear it after sign-on in the mornings in Bhutan, that is, in our afternoons and evenings. He says he started listening December 16th, and on the 22nd he finally heard a carrier about 50 hertz above 6035 at midnight 15, and a weak carrier on exactly 5030 at the same time, peaking around midnight 50. 6035 was gone by 0150, and 5030 gone by 0126. Anker Petersen in Denmark heard both frequencies signing on abruptly at midnight 3 UT, December 22nd, a better signal on 5030. On December 26th, I was surprised to find American Gold from VOA Music Mix on 15570 at 2122 UT instead of the usual 15580. Finally figured out that the transmitter site Botswana had failed to switch from the tune-up frequency of 15570 to the proper frequency of 15580 at 2100. VOA transmitters often tune up on an adjacent frequency in order to avoid interference. Should you hear Spanish on 1610 kHz, don't assume it's necessarily from a Spanish-speaking country, such as the Estados Unidos of America or Mexico, or anything further south. It could be Toronto, Canada. CHHA there. I was getting on 1610 when the IBOC interference from 1600 in St. Louis was in a fade, December 22nd at midnight 50 UT. And I also heard it with a definite ID at 0615 UT, December 25th. You're listening to 1610 AM Radio Voces Latinas. That's their Spanish slogan, but it's not all in Spanish. I checked their evening program schedule, and at 0100 they are in English, 0200 Portuguese, 0300 Tagalog, 0400 Italian, and after 05 UT Spanish, speaking of weekdays and weeknights. And they also webcast. I also see on their schedule, Monday through Friday between 19 and 21 UT, they have 20 different half-hour shows, each named for a different Ibero-American country. It's www.voceslatinas.ca. Mike Bew in Austin, Texas, says he's also been hearing CHHA, typically after 0500 in Spanish, mixing with the Caribbean beacon Anguilla. And where he's located, he also easily hears the Mexican on 1610, XEUACH, nightly, but it signs off at 0300 with a lot of different music from psychedelic to Cajun. In IRCA, Steve Francis in Tennessee was also hearing CHHA 1610 with a local-like signal, so he checked the other Toronto X-band frequency 1690. This was December 21st at 0400 UT, and he heard Greek music, mixing with several U.S. stations, and an ID at 0402 as CHTO AM 1690 Toronto. By the way, he says that was his 3,210th medium wave station heard. I previously logged this in February of 2010, and it seems that Chi-Com are still making this mistake. If you tune to 7220 at 1358 UT, as I did December 26th, you will hear the interval signal of Radio Exterior de España. But it's being broadcast from Kunming, China, just before their Nepali service at 1400 on the same frequency due to some strange switching error in the program feed line. China does have an intentional relay of Spain, 111.910, ending at 1400. As of December 22nd, Cuba was jamming all three frequencies of the Voice of America in Spanish, Buenos Dias America, at 1330 to 1400, 9885, 13750, and 15590. But when I checked halfway through the half hour, December 28th, all three frequencies had no jamming. Let's hope it's a change of policy. As Cuba continues to jam as usual with walls of noise, the Radio Martí frequencies. The VOA Spanish, of course, is not aimed at Cuba in particular, but intended for all of Latin America. In Play DX, Roberto Rizzardi in Italy reports, a Euro pirate, Radio Star International, plans a New Year's Day broadcast, tentatively on 6285 and 7600, from 08 to 14 UT. It has an address in the Netherlands. Kai Ludwig in Germany says Westdeutscher Rundfunk announces that it's switching off its DRM signal on 1593 kHz. And as announced already a year ago, on New Year's Eve, all analog medium wave transmitters of Südwestrundfunk will be shut down as well. MediaMagazine.nl via the Media Network blog says not only 1593 in DRM, but the 700 kilowatt gospel station of Evangeliums Rundfunk at Mainflingen on 1539 kilohertz is also closing down December 31st. However, lower powered shortwave continues to live on in Germany. Erhard Gedein of Radio Nederland reports via the Media Network blog that Pur Radio 1, that's PUR, based in Eupen, Belgium, is broadcasting on shortwave since December 18th in German and Dutch on 6085 between 07 and 12 UT, providing good reception in the Netherlands. This is airtime rented from Radio 700, the transmitter at Karl Krekel in Germany. on December 27th at 2041 on 7450. I had good reception of the ERT3 Macedonian service from Greece, playing some sacred choral music, sounded like Monteverdi, then some more modern classical music. I knew it wouldn't be parallel, but I then checked the main Voice of Greece channel on 9420, but it was missing. John Babas explains that transmitter has been off the air since December 22nd, perhaps to save electricity. He tries to send reception reports every day to the Voice of Greece and found that his email was bouncing. And furthermore, their website has also been down for several weeks, www.voiceofgreece.gr. We've been expecting another abrupt frequency change by Shokaze, the Seabreeze service from Japan for North Korea, about abductees. It's been on 6135 for a few weeks, 1330 to 1430 UT. But finally, we found them on a previous, now reactivated frequency, 5985, December 27th, during that hour. Of course, on 5985, they're colliding with an off-frequency transmitter from Myanmar. They're usually in English on Fridays only, but Ron Howard and I were hearing them in Japanese and Korean instead on December 23rd, when they were still on the 6135. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan explains that there is a special emergency service on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, both weekends through January 1st, apparently only in Japanese and Korean, following the emergency, the death of KJI. Maybe they'll be back in English on Friday, January 6th. I've been checking occasionally for Radio Kuwait's English service at 18 to 21 UT on 15540, but no sign of it for weeks due to seasonal propagation conditions. Still couldn't hear it on December 27th. I suppose it's still on the air, but they just don't care or don't understand that this frequency will not propagating in the dead of winter from local midnight. However, in Bahia, Brazil, Jorge Freitas can still hear it on December 28th, going from Urdu to English at 1800. Before 0800, they can be heard on 5995, but Terry Kruger in Florida reports RTM Bamako Mali on 9635, bringing that transmitter up abruptly seconds after 0800 UT December 26, with fantastic local high-life vocals in progress, most sounding like very vintage recordings. A quick ID in French between tracks at 0809 and 0815. He says it was very good, but the signal dropped off rather fast by tune-out at 0825. Via Mike Terry, Andy Sennett wrote on the Radio Netherlands Facebook site, "The Dutch government has cut our budget by 70% from 1 January 2013. If we were to continue to use shortwave at the level we do now, due to the high cost, we wouldn't have enough money left to produce any meaningful content. The exact situation after 1 January 2013 has still not been finalized. We will definitely close or sell our relay stations in Bonaire and Madagascar, as there will be no budget to pay staff to work there. We may retain a limited number of shortwave broadcasts, but this has not yet been decided. As soon as we know definitely, we will inform our listeners and web users." And in the ODXA group, Andy Sennett makes clear that is not an official statement from Radio Netherlands, just his comments about the situation. After Tunisia closes on 7275 at 0630, we've been trying to hear the Abuja station of Radio Nigeria, if it's on the air, but with no success. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany can't hear it either in the 07 to 09 slot, just Korea and East Turkestan. However, in Bahia, Brazil, Jorge Freitas heard something in English from 0637 to 0702. On 7275, December 24th, presumed to be Radio Nigeria, although the signal was weak and degrading rapidly. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1597. Check our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Martin Gallus in Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. In Play DX, Mauricio Molano in Spain says, I had an excellent signal from Radio Pakistan's API-5 transmitter on 15725, so I decided to send them a reception report by email. And the next day, I got a reply saying they would be mailing me their QSL card. The address used was fmcell@radio.gov.pk. That is FMCELL, which stands for Frequency Management Cell. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania reports hearing Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, on 5960, December 18th at 1310 with Christmas music. Not a bad signal. Still heard at 1320 and 1350, but it was getting weaker with interference on the high side. He says there were just strains of music at 1402. Another PNG station, Wontok Radio Light, Port Moresby, reported by Wolfgang Büchel in Germany, but using a remote Perseus unit in Tokyo, Japan, December 27th at 0840 on 7324.946. A lot of talk in pidgin, a bit of English conversation, and at 0900 relaying NBC National News. The monthly Chusky DX report for December from Pedro F. Arunategui in Lima, Peru has some hot news about shortwave stations there. He's discovered a brand new one. It's called Aroma Cafe Radio on 6059.99. It's in Pichanaki, Chanchamayo, Junin. Heard December 12th at 1146 to 1300. A very good signal mentioning Aroma Cafe Radio with news and modern LA music. They say it's located in the future capital of the central jungle, Pichanaki. The name comes from words meaning barrido and rio. Then he looked for them in the evening and earlier in the morning, trying to determine their schedule, but was not hearing them until December 14th when they signed on at 11:20. And heard until 12:27. They give the call sign as OAX4K and also an FM stereo frequency 106.9. He then continued to hear them at various checks during the daytime, but they signed off around 2200. And Radio Universal in Cusco, Peru, a known station on 6090. He heard slightly off frequency, at least it's confirmed as active. This was back on December 1st at 10:50 to 11:30 on 6088.97. Radio Universal in Cusco with folk Andean music. Then he also tried to hear them in the evening and earlier in the morning without success. Again, using a remote receiver in Tokyo, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports a tentative reception of the low-power station near Manila, Philippines, right next to Radio Australia on 9580. It was on 9579.448, a tiny S4 signal, at 0855 UT, December 27th. He had a notch filter to minimize Radio Australia. It's probably PBS, Radio Ung Bayan, in Quezon City. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan replies that it relays radio magazine DZRM 1278 in Tagalog with IDs around 15 minutes every hour. Not sure if he means every 15 minutes or at 15 minutes past the hour. Radio Romania International continues to have one of the best signals out of Europe, both in signal strength and modulation. For example, the half-hour English broadcast at 0630 on 7310. However, I'm not too impressed by their playlist, as in completely random tuning, I ran across the same American rap song, Bring Me Down, both on their Arabic and German services. Why are they doing this? In PlaidX, Acker Peterson in Denmark heard a Russian regional we don't often see reported on 6195, December 24th at 1315 to 1325, GTRK Boratiya, Selengensk, Ulan-Ude, Siberia, with a Russian conversation. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard Radio Rwanda 6055, once again on late for Christmas Eve, from 2045 until 2300 UT, when it was blocked by Spain opening in French. There are many mentions of Rwanda, local African and English Christmas music, a crying baby Jesus at 2201, as he also heard 2 years ago, Silent Night at 2203, and other traditional music. There was some co-channel QRM from India after 2245. And, he says, Rhonda usually stays on late also for New Year's Eve. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Gang Talk Sikkim, 1 kHz off frequency, December 26th at 1502 to 1515 on 4834. Playing subcontinental music, joining audio from New Delhi at 1512, and becoming parallel with other AIR regional channels in Hindi. However, Jim Young in California replies in the NASWA group. He also heard them on 4834, but the very next day they were back on 4835, both in morning and evening. Almost every night for several weeks now, I've been noting that Radio Taiwan International's relay via WYFR at 06 to 7 UT on 6875 has been in the wrong language, German instead of scheduled Spanish. Apparently has something to do with a meltdown of the automation equipment at Okeechobee. Now I've checked out all the other scheduled Spanish relays of Taiwan via Florida, and none of them are appearing either at 2300, 0200, or 0400, all replaced by other languages. So I wonder if Radio Taiwan International is being heard anywhere in Spanish on shortwave. The 0200 UT broadcast is also supposed to be relayed by French Guiana on 11995. One night I checked, it was on the air but only open carrier, and the next night, nothing heard at all. Unless, on the other hand, Spanish is going out at some unknown times and frequencies instead of some other language, that leaves one other possible broadcast in Spanish from Taiwan to Europe, 20 to 21 UT on 3965 via Issoudun, France. And on December 28th, Wolfgang Büschel confirms that and other relays are still happening. On the shortest day of the year, December 22nd, I checked 49 meters at the early hour of 2042 UT to find whether anything was propagating that early besides CFRX Toronto. Yes, I heard some weak German talk and music on 6175, which turned out to be, of all things, the voice of Vietnam relayed via the UAE at 2030 to 2130. It's aimed exactly northwest toward Europe, and thus it's also usward. Via Mike Cooper, the Federal Diary column by Joe Davidson in the December 13th Washington Post is headlined, Arbitrator Thrashes Cuba Broadcasting Over Worker Treatment. It's talking about Radio Marti, or the Office for Cuba Broadcasting. S.R. Butler made a 94-page decision dated November 19th with a case with sinister overtones involving the use of a manager's power to demote or terminate certain employees in the guise of a reduction in force. Her opinion says Pedro Roche, the former Office of Cuba Broadcasting director, knew that by sequencing certain reassignments of certain employees, he could shield employees whom he regarded as supporters and punish, maybe even get rid of, other employees who had spoken critically to GAO investigators, all under cover of a probably upcoming budget reduction that could be used to justify a riff, and no one would ever be the wiser. Well, he was wrong. Since last week's report of the FCC notice of violation to KJES in New Mexico for being too far off frequency from 11715, I've been rechecking that frequency and their others. They have remained about 11714.8 and 15385.4 when on the air between 19 and 21 UT. Their third frequency is at 0200-0330-7555. I heard a weak signal, which was not off frequency. I guess that was KJES, but yet to be confirmed. Here come all the current shortwave times for World of Radio broadcasts. On WTWW, Thursday at 2200 on 9479, UT Sunday at 0500 on 5755. On WBCQ, Thursday at 2230 on 7490. On WWRB, UT Friday at 0430 on 3195. They're no longer duplicating on 5050. On WRMI, 9955, Friday at 06, Saturday at 09, 16 and 1830, Sunday at 09, 1630 and 1830. On Hamburger Local Radio Germany, 5980, Tuesday at 10:30. You can find our complete schedule, including many more webcasts, at worldofradio.com/radioskd.html. Oh yes, one more it appears when time is available on Area 51 from WBCQ, which appears to be every other week, such as this week. We may appear UT Mondays at 0430 on 5110. WRNO has been off the air from 7506 variable for more than a year now. However, Richard Lewis in Mississippi looked at the WRNO Worldwide Facebook page and asked about the situation. Their answer was, the station should be back in full force sometime in January. We are still dealing with some major transmitter repairs. We're working hard towards being able to broadcast 24/7 when we get back on the air, so stay tuned. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, often monitors for Radio Vanuatu on 3945. He was hearing it December 20th at 0750 to 0800 in an uncertain language. However, on December 24th at the same time, 0753 to 0804 on the same frequency, 3945, he was hearing the second program of Radio Nikkei in Japan. And no sign of Vanuatu, so be very careful. Both of them could be on 3945 at the same time. He also checked 5055, which is an alternate frequency for Vanuatu, but he was hearing the Brazilian there, Rádio Difusora in Cáceres, December 20th at 0801. How about the evening broadcast, or rather morning in Vanuatu on 3945? Mark Davies in Wales wonders what time it signs on. Mano Ritolo in Finland replies, December 23rd, they signed on at 18:24. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 27th, ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 December 29th, but down to 5 and 2 by December 31st through January 23rd. Solar flux dropping from 145 December 29th to 130 January 4th to 8th, and back up to 140 by January 13th. And that's World of Radio number 1597. Glenn Hauser wishing you a Happy New Year, and hear me again in 2012.